What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast. We are sponsored by Energy Esports, Bass GG, Mainframe USA, and Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Woo-woo!
If you don't know why the person to my left just said whoop-whoop, you will find out. We have a very exciting show for you guys today. The music is off. He put different intro music. That's different. All right. So, Corey's not here. Corey is in Atlanta with the Smite team for Energy. So, I am taking over. And with me, I have the one and only Emma Skies.
What up, nerds?
And I have Laura from Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Hey. Welcome back. Thanks for having me back.
It's been like 30 years since the last time you were here.
It feels that way.
It's been 84 years.
It's been a long time. This is actually, I just want to say, this is, I think, the first time I've been on a show with Emma.
Yeah.
Which is kind of exciting.
It's kind of like ladies' night tonight.
Hey.
I already like her better than both of you guys.
That's fair.
By both of you, I mean you and the Star Trooper.
Me? Oh, yeah. I also forgot. We have the Star Trooper sitting in for our fourth tonight. He doesn't really have a lot to say. He doesn't really play video games. Kind of busy being a space Nazi, but he's here to kind of fill his seat, have a warm body.
That's a great bit for the audio podcast that cannot see him.
Well, that's why they should come out to twitch.tv/videogame_bang every Wednesday and Saturday so they can see the live recording of this podcast. And if you're watching the live recording now, but you don't know that it's a podcast, go check us out on iTunes, Spotify, not SoundCloud, I almost said SoundCloud, Stitcher, everywhere you get podcasts. No.
Which is perfect timing because somebody just popped into chat that says it is their first time on Twitch and they got the app just for us. And if you're listening to the podcast, I swear to God that's true.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Noxy1984 is his name. Go back, watch the VOD. If you're listening to the podcast, you could see him pop up. Welcome. Thank you. He's from Australia, too.
What time is it? You know what? We're not going to get into that. I'm going to get distracted with time zones. We're all good. We're all fine. Anyway, let's talk about games.
First, Laura, what is new with Oblivion? How are things over at Oblivion?
Things are going very well. We are in the middle of trying to make some changes.
Really?
Yes. Now, I can say this, but I can't say that it is for sure yet, but we are in the process of getting approved to serve beer and wine.
What?
I'm going to be there all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. Along with that, we are also working on expanding our food menu, so we might have more like sandwich type stuff.
Oh, yay.
What?
I swear to God, you get one more. This whole show, you get one more.
That's really difficult for me because I don't know what's going to happen later on in the show.
One. Use it wisely.
Ooh. Fine, Emma.
It's like the movies where you only have one F-bomb to use.
Otherwise, it's an NC-17. That's awesome. Seriously, it's awesome, though. That's so cool.
Yeah, we're excited. It's going to, you know, it's definitely going to help to bring more people in, kind of set a different kind of atmosphere, and also, we're working on trying to have more events like trivia nights.
Nice. That's so cool.
We're really excited. So we hope our customers are too.
We will be. We'll be very excited.
Can I win free alcohol at trivia night?
Yes.
Oh, snap.
I'm down. I'm fucking sold.
I'm binge watching like multiple shows right now. And screw all of them. I'm going to binge watch Jeopardy.
I don't think you realize how much Jeopardy I watch. I mean, Jeopardy.
You could get a lot of information from it.
Oh, snap. All right. That's what we're going to do. Before we get into the news or anything, I want to talk about something odd I saw today. I think we talked about this off air before, but I don't think we ever talked about it on the podcast. So I went to Walmart today to get my oil changed. And I'm wandering around the store. I saw an esports arena in Walmart.
Wait, they actually have one here?
Yes.
I thought they only opened like five of them.
Well, one of those five is here. Yeah.
Fucking what?
Here?
Yeah.
You just walk in, you're like, why? Why is anybody here?
It's up in Roseville.
Do you know where you are?
Okay.
So if you're local to the Sacramento area, you know where Roseville is. It's up there, and it's so bizarre. And especially for me, because I was at the actual actual esports arena in Oakland last weekend. And, I mean, it's very, obviously very different. And so it's super weird that they put it in Walmart. And to me, okay, so they have one in Santa Ana. They have one in Vegas. And there's other locations in the U.S., but primarily it's a Korean company.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it cheapens the name, putting it in a Walmart.
It cheapens the name of esports?
Esports Arena. Well, like, I don't know.
I kind of see that.
It like, sucked the legitimacy out of it.
Like, they couldn't put it in a Target?
Target would have been like...
That would have been a little better.
It would have been like 2 times better. I'm not going to say 10 times. It's going to be like 2 times
better.
No,
Target is amazing.
Target is amazing, but still, like, it just makes it seem like it's this, like, offshoot. Like, it's not... Like, especially a generic name like Esports Arena.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in Walmart, you're just going to get associated with, like, a generic thing. I don't know. I think it's really bizarre they put it in there.
They also launched their own PC for it. Overpowered. I don't know. They sell
really?
Overpowered.
Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm looking at it. It says a new line of gaming PCs called Overpowered, all caps, Overpowered by Esports Arena, launched exclusively on Walmart.com. The Overpowered line consists of 3 laptops and 3 desktop PCs, all at competitive pricing and premium specs.
So they picked something that that is said in the gaming community.
OP.
And big Walmart was like, we need to make computers called that so we can be relevant.
Yes.
Wait, they're all in Walmart.
Not all of them.
Because I'm on esportsarena.com.
All of these esports arenas are at Walmart. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like they picked our Walmart and then like in a different city it was a different store.
Oh, it's a different store. No.
They're all Walmart.
They're all Walmart.
Okay.
Somebody in chat asked, like, what that means, an esports arena, and this is what Walmart says it means. It says these new locations...
I'll tell you what it means after that.
I'm sorry, do you doubt my
No, I don't fact doubt finding? You. I doubt Walmart.
Fair enough. It says these new locations will operate similarly to esports arenas' other locations, with league nights during the weekdays and open tournaments on the weekends. Open play hours will exist daily for customers to train together, try out a new gaming product or game, or practice for an upcoming match. So you can just go in and fucking play games.
Yeah, when I was there, I went there specifically because I wanted to take a picture of it, because I saw it in the distance. I was like, all right, I'm going to walk up. I'm going to take a picture of this because this is ridiculous. But as I was walking away from it, I heard somebody else walking towards it. And I'm like, oh, what? They put an arcade in here. I was like, Do you see what you do?
Who made this decision?
And then when I walked over there, the funny thing is when I walked over there, it was all kids. There was like maybe 5 or 6 kids in there. And there was like probably, I would say under 30 PCs in there.
What age range do you mean by kids?
Young enough to where their mom was sitting off to the side, waiting for them as they played Fortnite.
Got it.
And then 2 more walked up and talked to the guy that was there at the desk. And I'm pretty sure he said, all we have right now is Fortnite, but we have more games coming soon.
Wow. People in chat are asking if it costs to play. I'm sure it does.
It does.
They don't say, funnily enough, on their little advertisement.
It's on the website.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says...
We're very prepared, clearly.
It says $5 per hour until 7 p.m.
Oh, that's not bad.
$10 venue/league fee after 7 p.m.
Okay. So, that's interesting.
You know, I feel like at least it's the Roseville. It's the Roseville Walmart, which Roseville's a little bit...
Walmart is Walmart. Trust me.
Yes.
I was in there. It says Walmart.
Okay.
Any Walmart.
I won't argue that. I get it. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
I mean, it's no Citrus Heights Walmart.
It's no Citrus Heights Walmart, but it is.
It is still Walmart.
It is Walmart. Esports Arena is basically a company that has giant LAN rooms, essentially.
Yeah.
So you go there and they have dozens of computers, high-powered PCs. You can go there. You could pay for X amount of time. You sign into Steam. You sign into a Blizzard. You know, whatever gaming, you know, client you use. And then you play your game for X amount of time. They also host a lot of esports tournaments. So I was at the one in Oakland, which is not in a Walmart. It's an actual location. And I watched, I was there for the California Cup for Overwatch League. It was between San Francisco Shock and LA Valiant. Which the Shock won, by the way, which is very cool.
Hey.
And the funny part, so real quick, the funny part about that is, so they did the series, and they started it, like, a couple months ago, and Valiant won the first round, and then they had it for, like, maybe 3 weeks, and then Shock won, and then Shock is holding on to it for until February, which is the which is when Season 2 of Overwatch League starts. And until Shock and Valiant play again. So it's pretty funny they get to do it for like 4 months.
Nice.
Anyway, that's what Esports Arena is. I think it's bizarre that it's in Walmart.
It just sounds like the barcade that I went to in Seattle, except there's no alcohol, so it sucks.
They have like Daily's margarita packs over in the alcohol section for like a dollar. You can go and get that and then go sit down and play some esports.
That's terrible. That is the most Walmart thing I've ever heard in my life.
100%.
I mean, you could, I mean, still also Walmart, you could go pregame in your car.
Go tailgate.
I'm just, I mean, you could.
Fair enough.
That is very true.
Speaking of Walmart, though, you had quite the story about Walmart gaming as we're on this.
That's right. What you playing? I preemptively played the What You Playing theme song. And Emma didn't know because she doesn't have her headphones
on. Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm That's sorry. Okay. That was party foul. My bad. We can fix that in post.
We'll fix it. We'll leave it in. Before we get to what you're playing, before we move on from Walmart, we need to hear this story.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Laura Cam.
I don't know all the details. I heard this.
Make them up.
Okay. I'm just going to put out a warning to be careful about the games that you apparently buy from Walmart. This is so ironic after this story. Somebody that I know bought a game recently from one of our local Walmarts. I'm not sure which one. But he got home and it ended up being a bootleg of a brand new game.
Like, so what is it? Like, what is a bootleg? Like, what did it do when he booted it up?
He opened it up, and apparently, is Red Dead Redemption a two-disc?
Yes.
He opened it up, and there was one disc.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then looked at it more closely and started seeing all these differences on the box and stuff that were definitely not real.
So when he opened it up and it was the one disc, did the disc have, like, the logo on it, or was it just like in Sharpie Red Dead Redemption 2?
I don't think it was that obvious.
Okay.
I could be wrong though. But I do know that he tried to return it and they would not let him return it. And I think he even went all the way to calling headquarters and they were like, sorry.
That's insane.
And so he was stuck with this bootleg and had to buy a whole second.
So he just like threw $60 down the toilet.
Yep.
That fucking sucks.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Did he try to play it?
I don't think he did.
I'm curious. I want to know
what happened. Part of me wants to know what's happened, and part of me wonders if it would have just exploded his Xbox.
Yeah, or like put a virus or something on it. Like,
well, I didn't hear that part, so I'm assuming that he didn't.
He could re-gift it. Oh my god, Secret Santa, White Elephant. I'm telling you, he can get his money's worth out of it.
Okay.
Take it to a White Elephant. Put it in there. He'll get trade for the big gift. He's got it, and then boom, he's fine.
That's
he's
a good clear. Idea. I'll pass along that recommendation.
It's like some sort of curse.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
It's like it follows.
Passed around to people.
I'll ask him though and see if I can get some more details and let you guys know.
We gotta know what happened. That's weird.
Until next time.
I'm a little scared to buy games now.
Not gonna buy them from Walmart.
Yeah.
Nah, no.
Just be careful.
Do you think GameStop would cover that with their $3 protection plan? That they always try to sell?
Only if you're
would that cover bootleg?
Only if you're a pro member.
Shit. Is it power-up rewards?
Or is it?
I don't fucking know.
I thought it was pro.
I don't know.
I thought, well, I thought
I tried to call you out on that, and I realized halfway through saying it that I'm probably wrong. What you playing, Web?
That's the best thing. Somebody Twitch clip that, because every time she points out something wrong from now on, we're just going to play this clip.
Hey, Pocket in chat says it's a Power Up Pro, so we're both right.
All right, I'll give it to you. Emma, how? What you playing? I think I know the answer.
The fuck do you think I'm playing? I'm playing Spyro.
How is Spyro?
It's wonderful. It's phenomenal. Once I got past that install, oh my god, it's everything I've ever wanted it to be. So my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's real good. It's real good.
Have you beaten it yet?
Well, I didn't 100%. I 120%ed.
Whoa.
Spyro the Dragon. I 100%ed Spyro Ripto's Rage. And I have not started, I did that yesterday, so I haven't started Year of the Dragon yet, because I accidentally streamed for almost 11 hours yesterday.
How can you 120%? I don't know. Did you write code and add it to the game?
No, they had it in the original, too. Like, you could get to 120%. I'm not sure what the extra 20 is, because I was just doing everything just 100% like as I went. It must be.
Huh.
I guess because I got all the dragons, and I got every gem in the game, and I got every little thing I could possibly get. It's so good. Okay, it's so good. I love it so much. So yeah, I accidentally streamed for 11 hours yesterday because I just couldn't stop playing.
Did you say accidentally?
Yeah, it was not the plan. I was like, I'll get on for a couple hours, and then it was 10 hours and 42 minutes later, and I kind of wanted to die.
That's pro streamer type hours.
Yeah, it was a good time though.
I did take a break for like 10 minutes at one point to eat.
That's good.
Eating is important.
You got what?
I got KFC.
Laura, I know you're super busy with the comic book shop, but have you been able to play anything lately?
Do mobile games count?
Yes, for you, we will allow that.
I like those.
What does that mean?
Huh? Oh.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
What do you think it means?
What do you think it means?
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Hmm?
What you been playing, Laura?
So, I like little games that just like short time killers. So, I am currently playing Operate Now Hospital and Animal Hospital. Same company, two different games. Just one is a human hospital, one is a pet hospital.
Interesting. Are they in the same universe?
I think so.
Okay.
Is it a crossover?
I just started the Animal Hospital one, so I'm not sure yet.
Most ambitious crossover ever.
But again, it's just like little, like I can play it for like 10 minutes and then move on. I'm also playing this other one called Innocent, which is a really interesting game where you are solving this kidnapping and crime through text message. So the game looks like a text messenger app that you're talking to people, cool. And then also the internet. It's kind of weird. Sometimes you get these creepy phone calls, but they're not real phone calls. But yeah, that one's taken me a while to get through.
That's interesting. Weird. I started playing, speaking of mobile games, I started playing a game called Happy Glass. And it's one of those games that was in an ad of another game that I play.
You're the reason we get those ads, because people like you click on them and they work.
I do too. I'm sorry,
sons of bitches.
But this is
I get one more ad for
what
like
is
a
it?
Fucking
it's
world
a puzzle.
Tanks.
It's like a puzzle game where there's a glass and then there's obstacles and you have to get the glass. You have to get all the liquid into the glass and you have to like draw lines to prevent the glass from like falling or to prevent other things from falling in the glass.
Like, is this the one that has like super like stick figure graphics and stuff?
Kind of.
I think I might know which one you're talking about. Because I remember some ads.
Oh my god.
I got it from another game, same company. It's like Fireball game where it's just like a fireball that swings and then you have to like tap to let go and then grab some like and just keep swinging through the level and see how far you can get.
Aaron in chat also says he's playing that game too. All of you guys.
Boom.
All right, that just means that I need to try it out too now.
If you're into mobile games, have you ever played A Dark Room?
I have it because you mentioned
it
on the stream once.
It's so good. I was going to say, I think I've talked about it here before, but holy shit, that game is good.
There was another mobile game that was really good. We played it on the show. Aaron knows what it is. I think it's called Royal. Aaron, type in chat if that's wrong. But I think it's that one where you see how long you can last. Oh, no, it's Rain. It's called Rain. It's how long you can last as a ruler. That scared me. Yeah, like as a king or queen or whatever. And situations pop up, and you have to, like, deal with it. And how you deal with it determines, like, what happens next and next and next. And then it would be like, you, like, finally you die. It's like you ruled for, you know, 20 years or whatever, and the people loved you. Or you ruled for two, and you were overthrown, and the kingdom is in chaos now. Like, yeah.
Cool. And then they invented the guillotine just for you.
Yeah. They came out with the Game of Thrones version, too, which I kind of want to play.
What,
I
think that's what's this thing on the stream? For,
what's that?
What was that? Sorry, I haven't actually watched this in a while. What was that little explosion
thing? So if people put in a emote, they can, like, explodes on screen. Yeah.
Interesting.
You could see it, too, if you come out to twitch.tv/videogame_bang.
Hey. I think the Game of Thrones version of that game is, I think I saw it on the nominations list for Mobile Game of the Year.
From Joystick, Golden Joysticks?
No, fuck that thing.
Okay, we're going to come back to that. Fuck that. We have to finish what you're playing.
Okay.
I've been playing Overwatch, and I also accidentally streamed longer than I intended to yesterday. Not 11 hours.
Get
mine
wrecked.
Was only, like... 5.5.
Get on my level. Those rookie numbers. You got to get those numbers up.
Been streaming with Sliver.tv. And so had they just kept hosting me because they didn't have anybody scheduled after me. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to stay on. So I ended up playing for like 5.5 hours of just nonstop quick play and arcade going back and forth.
You didn't do any comp?
No, I don't do... No, because at the time, like the time slot that I am, I don't do comp that late unless I have people I'm playing with because solo queue is just...
Oh.
Terrible.
I solo queue everything.
I'll solo queue in the day, but at night it's like something like it's like after 8 p.m. It's just nothing but trolls.
You don't know how much I hate myself.
How much
you hate yourself? Solo queue healer.
Yeah. Okay. That's me. That's why I'm like
it's horrible.
No, I'm done. I can't.
It's the worst.
It's the absolute. I started playing Symmetra.
Oh.
Just to try. She's actually kind of fun to play. Mm. She's really good character now. She wasn't, but she's actually pretty good now.
Do you play Overwatch?
It's been a very long time since I played it.
You should get back in. They got a new character and she's cool.
Have you seen Ashe?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah. She's super fun to play.
She cute.
And she's cute.
She cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's like a bajillion new ones.
Gaming news with Emma Skies.
It's my favorite version of that.
I know.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
It's nice. It's calm. You know, it doesn't scare me. During that theme song, I probably should have pulled my phone out.
I'm so tempted to hit the air horn right now.
You get one.
I know.
You get one.
I know.
Remember that.
I know.
You can if you want. It's just your only one. All right. We'll start with the bad news first. We'll go up from there. We'll start with the bad news. Telltale Games.
Oh,
That's it. That's the bad news. That's all right. And
next story.
Next thing,
sad face.
So Telltale, we talked about the fact that they were closing their doors very abruptly a few weeks ago. And if you were kind of hoping something might change, if you're kind of hoping they might get saved at the last second, it's not happening. They're officially liquidating all of their assets. The company that's handling their liquidation confirmed to, I think, the Daily Wire that's going down. Some of their games are starting to disappear off of Steam. So not only is their company going under and you won't get any new games, you're going to not be able to get their old games. It looks like the Jurassic Park series is gone. The Back to the Future series is gone. The Walking Dead series is gone from Steam. So if there are any Telltale games that you wanted to get and you haven't yet, get them now.
I'm a little bummed. I didn't know there was a Back to the Future.
What?
I briefly saw it. Yeah, because
I have it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because I want to get that, and I want to get the Batman Telltale.
Get the Batman. It's still up.
Is it?
Batman is still up. What else did I say is still up? I had it, and I didn't write it down, because I'm like, oh, I remember this. But I know for a fact Batman is still up, because that was... The Wolf Among Us was the other one.
Wolf Among Us. Okay.
Those are still up as of... when I saw this story a couple hours ago. So if you want to play those, I highly recommend that you do. They're incredible, especially both seasons of Batman. Get them before they go away.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's too bad. It's a bummer for all those employees, too.
Yeah, that was the shittiest part that I read in the article I was looking at, is that their employee health care is gone as of this month, when they were expected to still have it for the next 18 months.
What?
They were recently informed that it's gone at the end of November.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I just can't even imagine being in that kind of situation.
No. Like, in case your employer didn't fuck you over enough, giving you no notice on getting laid off.
Jeez.
So whatever happened to them, it was like they just went bankrupt so fast. And didn't they just, like we talked about, like they just had a cash injection of like millions of dollars last year. Where the fuck did that go?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
It wasn't into healthcare, apparently.
That's too bad.
That is too bad. But yeah, make sure you get those games. I wonder if they're going to be on sale.
Well, it is, the Black Friday sales are coming up, so maybe they'll get marked off in like the Xbox store, the Microsoft store or something, if they're still up in 5 days or 6 days or whatever it is.
That's true. So it's a gamble. Get it now or wait.
They're not announcing like when games are going to be gone, right? It's just
they're just kind of disappearing. Yeah.
Dang.
It looked like people just happened to notice that the games are disappearing. They didn't even say anything about it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm curious if you go to like a GameStop or something and try and buy a used copy. I wonder how long those are going to be around.
Their physical copies, I'm sure, are still around. Somebody in chat, Osmond in chat, said they possibly lost the rights. So they may have lost their licensing rights.
That's valid. That's valid.
In the liquidation. Okay. But we'll see. We'll see. On to less bad news, but possibly bad news if you're a PlayStation and an E3 fan. It looks like for the first time in 24 years of E3, PlayStation is skipping the show.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal, but they should have skipped last year.
Yeah.
Last year was terrible.
Oh, you mean their press conference?
Yeah. That was such, so bad. It was amateur hour. We put on a better show than they did.
Wow.
Oof. Yeah, I'm calling you guys out. Well, it was so awkward, the fact that, okay.
This was the one where they switched rooms all the time, right?
They switched rooms.
Okay.
And then they had some random dude playing, like, a guitar for, 4 hours in the corner.
What?
And then, it wasn't 4 hours, but it was just, like, this random thing. And then they cut over to, a news desk, and the news desk had no idea when they were going to be, like, cut back.
No.
So they were just, like, they say what they needed to say, and then it's like somebody was behind the camera doing this, so then like, they would just start talking
about
random shit, because they had hundreds of people in this like church type thing to announce one game.
Is it Far Cry? Oh, Last of Us.
To announce Last of Us 2 in this one location, and they're like, alright, now we're going to go to the real location, and they had to escort like hundreds of people into this theater, and then in between the announcements at the theater, they had these really weird animations of different instruments doing something like crazy.
So what they should have done is do what BlizzCon did and what Blizzard did, where there were different rooms, but you didn't move anybody.
Boom.
It was like there was a camera set up in the Hearthstone room. Well, that's a bad example. That's the one that was messed up. There's one set up in the WoW room.
Yeah.
And they do their whole spiel and their whole stream. It's its own theater. And they're like, all right, next one. Move over to the Overwatch stream or Overwatch theater. Whole other theater. Audience. Everybody's ready to go. Just like 1, 2, 3. If Hearthstone hadn't messed up, it would have been fine.
And then you can be in one of those theaters, so you could see like the Overwatch one live, and then you see the Hearthstone one on screen.
Yeah, like, they were all broadcast on screen too.
That would make sense.
That would have been so much better.
So as much as we're shitting on PlayStation for this, I think this says more about E3 than it does about PlayStation.
That's very true.
This is just E3 becoming something that's not worth it for them, because it's incredibly expensive. The amount of space they take up at E3 is incredible. I can't imagine what that costs.
Does PlayStation have their own event that they do?
They do, PlayStation Experience.
Well, so they might just be like...
Was it?
Is it?
They do something at E3.
I think they do something, but they have their own...
No, they do PlayStation Live.
PlayStation Live. They have their own convention.
Oh. So maybe they're just saying we're just going to stick to our own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't like Disney or something do a similar thing?
Yeah.
Well, they put out a statement. They said as the industry evolves, Sony Interactive Entertainment continues to look for inventive opportunities to engage the community. PlayStation fans mean the world to us, and we always, wow, I totally just lost my place because I can't read. We always want to innovate, think differently, and experiment with new ways to delight gamers. As a result, we have decided not to participate in E3 2019, which to me kind of reads like shade on E3.
Yeah.
Or really, like the industry's evolving and you're not.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is, and I think it's evolving. It's just evolving in a weird way. It's becoming more
consumer driven,
which, like,
because E3 has always been B2B. It's always been business to business, and then they open it up to the public, and suddenly it's a business to consumer show.
Yeah,
that,
and everybody that was there as a business is like, what are we doing here now? Because we talked about, like, I worked E3 the last 2 years. As, you know, going for a business, and it's really hard to talk to people now when you're not in the, you know, the couple hours in the morning that it's only yellow badges, whoever's there for industry. If it's industry only hours, you're good, you can get stuff done. Yeah. Once the public comes in there, it's really hard to talk to people.
It is. It's hard to get around, it's hard to talk to people.
So when you say it was business to business, so was it like, it was supposed to be for businesses to come in and see if they want to invest in a game?
There was a lot of that.
Work together.
It was
partnerships, sponsorships, press.
So at one point it would be to where you, as press, you can go up to Microsoft and you can be like, you know, I'm with Nerd Reactor. I'm with Nerd Reactor and I want to do a story on this game or whatever like that. And you could talk to somebody. The one and only E3 I went to, it was press was like no better than consumer. It was like industry or nothing.
Oh.
Because it's been consumer.
No, wait. Let me rephrase that. Because it was industry. We were only industry. So we were industry, and they wouldn't do anything unless we were press.
Yeah.
We couldn't get in. We couldn't do anything. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, we're part of the industry. And they wouldn't do anything. Like, they just kind of laughed. Like, I would go up to them and be like, hey, like, you know, I'm, you know, with the podcast. So I want to talk to you about, you know, whatever. I talked to Bethesda. I go, do you have any openings? And like, no.
Okay.
And they just kind of scoffed at me. So
you got to learn how to work it.
And now it's just anybody can go.
Yeah. So for
that's pretty drastic.
For most of the 24 years, it sounds like it's been going. It's been industry only. Like, you couldn't just buy tickets. You had to be a member of, I forget what it's called. There's like a members only association for the gaming industry, and you had to be a member of this industry. You had to pay your industry fee. And then you would get the chance to buy a ticket, but you couldn't just be a consumer and buy a ticket. For the last 2 years, they've been able to do that. And it sucks.
So, what do you guys think that E3 can do to turn it around? Do you think it's only going back to, you know, industry press only? Do you think get rid of consumers? Do you think maybe have it one day consumers or whatever?
I think if E3 wants to be what it was, it needs to be industry only. But if they want to survive, they need consumers. Because the reason they started bringing in consumers is because they're hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
They need the money. That makes sense. That's the only reason they opened it up, is they needed the money.
What if they, like, split it? Like, certain days are industry only.
They tried that a few years ago where I think it was, what, 3 days? And 2 days were industry only and 1 day was open to the public for ticketing.
And that didn't work out?
I don't know why they stopped doing that.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know then.
I mean, I think if they have to have consumers there, then yeah, like Laura said, just do 1 day of consumers. Consumers can spend $200-$300, whatever. Like, $200, like, that's San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Spend $200, you get 1 day, go there, stand in, you know, your 4-hour line to play Assassin's Creed, and then, and then, you know.
That's about right.
Have some, you know, $15 nachos, and then that's it. That's your day. You can leave, and then the other 2, 3, 4 days or whatever is restricted to industry, restricted to press, and it can go back to, like, showcasing these games. Because when you have consumers there, there's so many just closed doors.
Well, and showcasing games and hardware and accessories and software and all these things.
Exactly.
Because one of the things that I remember was, like, there's a lot of gaming accessories that show at E3, but they're not made for a consumer show because they're not showing what they have for sale. They're showing what's coming because they're announcing things. So, like, you'll go up to the booth, and, like, the year they announced the Duke controller, that was, what, 2 years ago, I think?
Yeah, I think, or
something like that. And, like, you couldn't walk up and buy it, but it was the centerpiece of their booth because it was their big announcement. So they're announcing things for other... It's a whole thing. But, yeah, I think E3 needs to decide if it wants to be an industry show or a consumer show, figure that out, and then the companies that go there need to decide if it's still worth it for them to be there.
So Osman in chat, you know, brings up the opposite side of the coin, is how much value is the majority of industry actually bringing to the game companies by being at E3 versus the public publicity of the public having direct access to these conferences. So yeah, I mean, maybe we're biased because we're in the industry and we're kind of like, okay, we want to be able to talk to these people and play these games so we can review them, so we can, you know, bring them to the people. And then, and you know, E3 is just cutting out the middleman and just saying, well, let's just bring the people to the game.
I think all that in the long run is going to do is necessitate the need for a new E3. There's going to need to be a new industry-only conference while E3 becomes its consumer show.
But yeah. Yeah. That's going to be interesting because then eventually then it's going to be the cycle.
Somebody's going to start. It's just going to keep redoing.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Huh.
That would be very interesting to watch.
What else we got?
Well, then the big thing that we've got, or well, we'll see how long this takes, is we got some Black Friday games shopping guides for you.
Ooh, and we have a big surprise on that.
And there is a big surprise.
Plot twist, everybody.
There's a fucking plot twist to this Black Friday thing. All right, so I kind of went through and checked out all the big retailers and what they're offering. And I'll say this right off the bat, a lot of them are offering the same thing. So the console deals are kind of going to be the same across the board, but here are the big ones. So at Best Buy, you can get a Switch with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for $300 on Black Friday, which is like, it's okay. It's like $60 off.
Yeah, I mean, you basically get the game for free.
You get the game for free.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's okay. You can get the PS4 Slim with Spider-Man $100 off, which is what you're going to see a lot with these console deals. So you can get it for $200. You can get Xbox One S with Minecraft, which...
Oh, what?
That's the hot ticket item this year is Minecraft. Again, $100 off, so that's $200, which is regularly $300. Let's see. You can get the Nintendo 2DS Super Mario Maker Edition for $80. And I'm not going to lie, it's been so long since I had a handheld gaming device, I wasn't entirely certain they still made...
So
DS's.
And well, yeah, and not only that, they changed the 2DS like within the past couple of years to where the 2DS was just this flat thing that you held. And it was like it had the screen, two screens, but it didn't fold like the 3DS. It was just this flat handheld. And then
how did it have two screens then?
Cuz it was like a top screen, that was the main screen, and then there was like a smaller screen down below. So
rectangle. They were super tiny screens.
Yeah, they were tiny. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, within the past couple of years, they redid it. So then the 2DS folds in half, just like the 3DS does. So
okay.
Fair enough. It just doesn't do 3D, which I have my 3D off because it's weird.
Well, at Best Buy, you can get that, the Super Mario Maker edition of a 2DS for $80, which I guess is regularly $120.
That's not a bad deal.
It's not terrible.
$40.
That's all right.
Xbox and PlayStation controllers are $20 off if you're like me and keep losing things. That might be a good one. I don't know how this happens. It's fine. Moving on. They don't have too many specific game deals. It looks like they have Rocket League for the Switch for $20, which is great because it's less than half the price.
Yeah.
God of War is marked down to $25.
Oh.
Monster Hunter World marked down to $20. And if you need to renew your subscriptions, they're offering $10 off of 3 or 6 months of gold and $20 off of PlayStation Plus.
This is Best Buy, right?
This is Best Buy.
Okay.
So that kind of encompasses their main gaming deals over at Best Buy. Let's see. GameStop has the same Xbox One S deal. So you can get Xbox One S with Minecraft for $200 and the same PlayStation deal. So those two are going to be pretty standard across the board. The Xbox One S for $200 and the PlayStation 4 with Spider-Man for $200. You can get $70 off any Xbox One X or One S bundle at GameStop and $100 off all PSVR bundles, which I actually recommend because I love my PSVR.
Interesting.
If you've been wanting to get it, this is a good time.
How much is a PSVR full price?
Well, it's $100 more than what it is on Black Friday.
Okay.
I only wrote $100 off all PSVR bundles. I don't know how much it is usually.
So we'll do some homework.
Okay. Yeah. We have homework.
They have Sea of Thieves, your game of the year, for half off.
30 bucks. What? $30 is a good price to pay for Sea of Thieves.
You could buy it again.
Especially now. No, I'm not gonna buy it again. Especially now with all the stuff that they've added, $30, that's a super good deal.
That's an Xbox game, right?
Xbox and PC.
Dang it.
Are you PlayStation only?
Technically, yes. I can't really download more games on my laptop.
I was going to say, you have a PC right in front of you.
This one does not handle that.
PUBG for Xbox is $20, which I don't... What is it normally? I thought it was $20 to begin with. Is it 30?
I think it might be 30, but it's pretty sure it's coming to Xbox for free.
Oh, it's coming to Game Pass.
Oh, Game Pass. That's what it is.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's coming to Game Pass.
Yeah.
Detroit Become Human, which was our
Achilles heel.
Our Achilles heel in the Game Awards nominations is marked down to $20.
Oh, snap. I really want to play that game.
Horizon Zero Dawn, $10.
Ooh. Oh, that's really...
Okay.
That's a really good game.
That's really good.
That is almost worth just buying again.
Yeah. Give them more just money.
A second copy in case one of yours is bootleg. And then if you really want to have fun on Black Friday and get that real experience, you can get a $5 tote bag at GameStop, fill it with as much shit as you can put in there, and it's all 30% off.
What?
But you can't put games or consoles in there.
Oh.
Because I was like, shit, I'll just put a fucking Xbox in there. 30% off my Xbox. Nah.
No, so, t-shirts and
pops.
Accessory. Wait, what did they say?
Controllers.
Collectibles and apparel. So not even controllers.
Oh.
Collectibles and apparel. So like 99% of what GameStop sells now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Hot Topic
section. I mean, I guess that's fine. Like, if you want some more nerd shirts or something.
Yeah. Pops. You want some more pops?
Yeah. Let's see. So that was GameStop. Those were all GameStop. Next, we have Target, which doesn't really have a whole lot going for it this year. They have the same two Xbox One S and PS4 deals. Same thing as the other two retailers, except their Xbox One S comes with a $20 Target gift card.
Okay.
So $200 plus you get a gift card.
Plus you get a gift card to put towards another game.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have Walmart. This one's going to be easy to go through because there's a lot written here, but it's all the same. So the same Switch deal as Best Buy, the same PlayStation and Xbox One S deals as the other retailers. You can get an Xbox One S for $400. I said S, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I meant X.
Okay. That makes way more sense.
You can get an X.
You can pay more at Walmart for an Xbox One S.
You can pay $100 more. You can get an Xbox One X for $400, which is $100 off. Although I believe Microsoft is offering the same deal. Like if you just buy it directly from them.
Yeah.
They do have more games listed, though. Their $25 games include God of War, Far Cry 5, and Rocket League on Switch.
Okay.
And I think Forza was on that list as well. And then $35 games, they have some newer ones, Skyrim for the Switch, Sea of Thieves, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Wow.
And also Destiny 2, the Forsaken Collection, if you care about things like that. And then why I've been speed talking through all of these is because none of these are relevant. Because there is a winner in all of these deals.
Do tell.
And it is shocking. I must prepare you. Motherfucking Kohl's has the best deals. Solid time. I approve. Kohl's has the best deals on consoles.
That is...
Okay. I'm interested.
That's bizarre.
I didn't even know they sold anything except for clothes.
So I knew they had an electronics section because I remember wandering around Kohl's one time and I'm like, why am I looking at iPods right now?
What? I don't understand.
It was weird. It was a weird section of Kohl's. I felt like it was kind of walked into like a Sharper Image pop-up. Like, this is bizarre. This doesn't feel right. But apparently they have consoles.
Apparently. I haven't been there in a long time, so.
So.
Okay, what do we got?
So their console deals are relatively the same as the rest of them. However, they all come with Kohl's cash, which is essentially free money.
Free Kohl's money.
Free Kohl's money. Free clothes money.
You can't be like, yeah, PG&E, I need to pay my electric bill.
Or Home Goods.
Excuse you, new year, new me. New me needs new clothes.
Oh, true, yes.
You can get an Xbox One S for $200 plus a $60 Kohl's cash. Did you hit the button?
Dang, $60.
No, she was laughing at the fact that how that response came out. He said, I need new clothes. I said, yeah, that's true. And then it was...
Wow. Just going to go right over that one. Just going to move right along. Sorry. With my just... broken soul. So yeah, you can get an Xbox One S plus $60 of Kohl's cash.
That's better than Target.
You can get a Nintendo Switch plus a carrying case plus a Turtle Beach headset plus $90 of Kohl's cash for $330.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What? The Switch plus the case plus a Turtle Beach headset plus an extra $90 of Kohl's cash.
That's 330.
I feel like somebody's desperate.
I don't know, man. And then my favorite, you can get the Xbox One X with PUBG for the same price you can get the Xbox One X anywhere else, $400 this Black Friday, plus $120 of Kohl's cash.
Holy, do you know how many graphic tees you can buy with $120 at Kohl's?
You know how much shit you can buy? Plus, I think you can stack this. For every $50 you spend, you get $15 in Kohl's cash.
Okay,
so you're getting $90 in Kohl's cash plus...
$120 in Kohl's cash. So you're getting $210 in Kohl's cash.
I feel like that math isn't right, but yes.
But something like that.
$120.
And then you can take that Kohl's cash. You can go back to Kohl's when it's available. I think it's like the 24th to through the end of November or something. And you can buy controllers because they have those too.
That's so crazy.
Honestly, I'm so excited about this because I just could not believe.
Okay, so here's a question. Do I have to buy this stuff in store? Can I do it online?
I'm pretty sure you can do it online.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
I gotta work that
because day. I know that there's an online coupon code Cheerful for free shipping, maybe?
Okay.
That stacks on all of that? I can't remember. 15% off or something. There's an online code, so I'm pretty sure this is all online as well. This is fucking insane.
I like this comment in chat. Extreme couponing BGB edition.
Guys, I'm so excited about these coupons. I could not believe.
You know what, though? I've been to Kohl's on it wasn't even Black Friday. I've been to Kohl's on Thanksgiving. It's not that crazy.
No, yeah, I've done it. I've done Black Friday Kohl's, too. One year I did Black Friday, I went to Kohl's. There was, like, nobody there.
I think we went there one year, but it was, like, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and, like, everything was gone.
yeah, no, I
this
went...
This is a good one.
I bought, like, pots and pans for, like, $20. It was insane.
Nice.
I bought this place. So you can get the same deals on... Basically, what this comes down to is you can get the same deals... on consoles that you can get anywhere else, because all the console deals are the same, plus free Kohl's money.
Which you can use to buy clothes.
Kohl's, can you please sponsor me? I think I've said your store name like 17 times in the last 5 minutes.
They are a big fan of the show.
Well, that's Kohl's, insane. Kohl's has more than that, too. Like, they have home goods stuff, too.
That's true.
Stuff for your kitchen, for your room.
You get a new chair to sit in while you play your new games.
So it's, yeah, exactly.
I feel like this is a good one for parents that don't want to feel guilty about spending money on themselves, because you can go buy yourself a game console. And look at this. You got money for your kids' clothes. New school year clothes.
You could take that money, take that Kohl's cash, and then go back and buy, like, a Nintendo Switch for, like, $30. Mm-hmm. Because the majority of it will be spent by Kohl's cash.
Yep.
Assuming there's no restrictions on those Kohl's cash.
That's true. And
you never know.
There are some restrictions. I know there are for some. Sure. Like Nike products you can't use Kohl's cash on.
Ah, lame.
Or maybe it's just discounts. I can't remember. But yeah.
But anyway. Oh, and to backtrack, I was too excited to get to Kohl's. To backtrack to GameStop, those deals actually start tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, they're doing like a whole week. They're like, we're not waiting until Thursday. Whole week.
Doesn't Best Buy do that kind of deal for certain people?
I think if you're part of their...
The Gamers Club?
No, not even. They're just a Best Buy Rewards Club.
Oh.
I think you get access to the deals.
All their deals ahead of time.
I've been getting emails for like 2 weeks about Black Friday deals starting.
Ruru2 in chat brings up a good point. Best Buy price matches.
Ah.
But will they price match your Kohl's cash?
Oh, that's a good point.
That is true, yeah. I want $120 in Best Buy cash.
I want an Xbox One X and $120 in Kohl's cash.
That's insane.
I can't get over that. That was like, I was just looking at random Black Friday deals and I saw a headline that was, you know, Kohl's has the best gaming deals this Black Friday. I was like, you're full of shit. And they weren't. They were not full of shit.
So you just stumbled onto this.
I did. It was random. Hidden in the bowels of the internet. I had no idea.
Wow.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. And we'll be back on Wednesday with the Cyber Monday edition of this very exciting segment. I'm just really excited about Kohl's Cash right now. I can't lie. Like,
so,
does
this mean you're going to go buy an Xbox One X?
No, because I have no money. I don't have the $400 to get the Xbox.
You're excited about the possibility.
I'm excited for everybody else that's going to get $120 in Kohl's Cash.
If I go do it, I'll bring you with me when I use the Kohl's Cash so you can feel like you're a part of the experience.
I feel like it'll just make me sad.
I don't know how to help you.
That's Black Friday. Do you guys do Black Friday shopping?
Do I do shopping?
Yeah.
Not really.
Do you brave the crowds?
I think the most that I've ever really done is I've gone on to BestBuy.com and I looked at their movie deals and I ordered some movies.
Fair enough.
I did a couple years. One year I actually lived across the street from one of the big malls in the area.
Ooh.
And so I just walked across the street to the mall. And I've avoided like 3 car accidents.
Wow.
And avoided a 40-minute wait time to get out of my apartment complex.
Ugh.
So I can cross the intersection.
Good God.
And it did take me that long because then there's a Best Buy that wasn't far from me. And I just, like, yeah, it took me like 40 minutes to get there. And it was like a block away. But yeah.
I've done Black Friday shopping exactly once when I was like a senior in high school, I think.
Okay.
And
how'd it go?
Like, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't fantastic. Like, it wasn't anything special, I felt like. Like, we went to the mall because a friend of mine had something she wanted to get, and there was massive lines, and we waited an hour to get into H&M.
Oh.
I know. It was not worth it. And then I think we went to Kohl's, and I think we hit a Walmart, too.
When I was a kid, apparently my mom tried to do Black Friday shopping to get me a video game. And she said it's exactly what you see in, like, the movies when they talk about Black Friday.
Oh, God.
And it's like, it was at Sears, too, because Sears used to have an electronics section.
Sears used to exist.
Yeah, Sears used to exist. And the gate started raising, and people dropped to the ground, rolled underneath the gate, and then booked it.
Oh, my Lord.
And she goes, nope.
I would, too. I would just be like, not worth it.
Speaking of Sears, this is 100% off topic and very local for anybody else that's listening. They closed the Sears in the Galleria Mall up in Roseville. Did you hear what they're putting in there?
Esports arena.
Movie theater.
Oh, snap.
There's going to be a movie theater in that mall. Like a fancy one.
Huh. So the other two movie theaters in Roseville aren't enough. They need to have a third.
There's 4 in Roseville.
Oh, my God.
You're right. Wait.
Olympus Point.
Yep.
Century 14. Yep. Blue Oaks.
Yeah.
And I guess it's Rockland Studio Movie Grill. Technically Rockland.
True. Close enough. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. And then they're gonna get one in the mall. It's like a full, and they're using all two stories.
All 2 stories.
I was gonna say 3, and then I realized it's not a 3-story mall.
No. That's
Do we know what theater though?
I did, and now I don't anymore.
Okay. That's cool.
I want to say it might be a Studio Movie Grill.
What?
It's like some sort of fancy theater. I don't know. Okay. But apparently
one of the ones where, like, you can get beer and wine and food and stuff like that.
Because it's at the fucking Galleria. It's going to be bougie as shit.
That's true. That is true.
It's going to be ridiculous. It's gonna be right next to fucking Tiffany's and Prada and Louis Vuitton. That mall burned down, and then they just made it fancier.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when it burnt down. I used to work there before it burnt down. And I worked there after it burnt down, and they rebuilt. And I used to just walk through the back halls because it was just easier.
That shit was creepy.
To avoiding, like you would just avoid all the crowds and stuff. And then I remember I hadn't worked there for a while, and it was after the remodel, after the fire and everything. And so I'm going through, and I get 100% lost, and I think I found my way. And I opened the door. And I end up opening the door out onto the food court balcony as, like family is sitting there eating. And I just pop out the door out of nowhere.
Nice.
For those of you that don't know local history here at the VGB podcast, some guy locked himself in GameStop and set it on fire.
Because aliens stole his sister.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was great.
Schizophrenic, off his meds, but yeah, he barricaded himself in the GameStop, set it on fire. For some reason, somebody manually turned off all the sprinklers in the mall during the fire, and that's why it got so bad. Burned down half the goddamn mall.
The part that wasn't burnt down got damaged by smoke and water. A lot of stores were just like, it's not worth rebuilding.
No, they called a state of emergency for the area because like 3,000 people lost their jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I had friends that lost their jobs. I had stopped working at the mall weeks before that happened. Like, so I was like, whoo, that was good timing. That's crazy. Insane. All right, well, if you are listening to the podcast, you can hear the wrap-up music. Also, Emma, it's wrap-up music. You don't have your headphones on, so just want to let you know.
My voice sounds weird in my headphones today. I didn't want to hear it.
I don't know why it sounds weird. So that is it for this week's show. Laura, do you want to tell us anything special that's happening?
I do want to just mention that we are going to have some Black Friday deals on Friday, obviously.
Nice.
I cannot say what they are yet, but keep an eye on our social media, Oblivion Comics. We'll post about that soon. I'm also working on trying to get a special signing with somebody on Friday. Ooh. I was trying to be able to say who, but I can't at the moment because it's not completely finalized. But also keep an eye out for that because I think you guys would be very interested if you're in the Sacramento area.
We are very interesting, but...
that too.
Can you give us a hint? Like, what industry? Comics?
It is comics. Okay. It will be a comic book signing, but it's also a separate fandom that is related to it, so...
Okay.
That's really all that I can say right now. I'm sorry.
Emma, I think I know what you're gonna say, but do you have your streaming schedule?
No, cause it's not Sunday.
This is not Sunday.
Check out twitter.com/EmmaSkies tomorrow, where my schedule will be up at some point, probably very late at night.
Is it gonna be well, if you're listening to the podcast, this is yesterday. Check it out yesterday
on Sunday
when the schedule gets dropped. Is it probably gonna be Spyro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, it's gonna be Spyro. I fucking love Spyro.
Fix that in post. I will be streaming on Monday and Tuesday, and then probably Friday next week. Wednesday we will be having a show right here on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Come check it out, and then you have something to listen to when you go to see your family on Thursday.
Aww. Or you'd be like me and your whole family ditches you.
Wow.
You can come hang out at Oblivion with us on Thanksgiving.
Are you going to be working?
Yeah.
So
only for a few hours, though.
Okay. So I was going to ask if you guys are open on Thanksgiving.
I think it's like 9 to 2 or something like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Come have coffee and chill. Yeah. Coffee and chill.
Yeah. Come say hi.
All right, everybody. Well, that's the show. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys for listening. For Emma Skies, Laura from Oblivion, I am the real David Webb saying we'll see you next time.